Hey everybody. Hey you. How are you? This is Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate. And last week I was speaking to a gentleman who's trying to sell his house, and unfortunately his listing expired. And he, you know, we're just having a conversation, and why do you think your house didn't sell? And, you know, he told me, well, I don't know. So, you know, we're just having a conversation. And let me share with you guys, you know, kind of what our conversation was about. Because I told him, well, look, there's like three or four or five reasons why houses usually don't sell. Right? So, look, the first one is going to be the location of the house. You know, and yeah, we've heard it all the time, right? Location, location, location. That's all what real estate is about. And yeah, it is true. You know, it's really big, right? Obviously a big reason why houses sell, maybe not sell. But as a real estate agent, I think that you also have to bring forth the positives of whatever house that you're selling on whatever location you're at. You know, perhaps maybe you're next to a fire station or a school. Well, that can be an inconvenience to some people, being that, of course, the engine gets out or there's a lot of traffic, perhaps kids. But hey, let's talk about the positive. Now, we're not trying to hide the negatives, but the positives are, of course, hey, you know what? Safer house in the neighborhood you're not going to find one because you're right next to the fire station. You know, in case anything happens, they're right there to put a fire out or any emergencies. And of course, if you're right next to school, well, if you have kids, they'll be easily just walk across the street and get to school in time. Another reason why a house may not sell is going to be the condition of the house. Now, look, it's making a good first impression is really important. And so, look, I'm not saying go ahead and remodel the house. You know, you don't need to do that. You know, you could do this type of work over the weekend. Make sure, you know, you could paint the door, paint the trim. You know, make sure the doorbell works. Make sure that a lot of extra belongings they may have laying around will organize the house. Put it in the garage. Another thing is, you know, pictures, personal pictures. You may want to put those away for now. When somebody wants to look at your house and they want to imagine themselves living in your house, if they see pictures of the family that's currently living in there, it may make them feel like they don't belong there, that that's not their house, that's your house. And, well, you want to make them feel welcome, right? You want to make them feel like this is their house that they could be living in. And putting extra things in storage, you know, maybe you have, if you have extra furniture, just put it away or get a storage pod, one of those type of things, so you could clear out the house, having it clean at all times. The price is important. Of course it is. A metric to look at is going to be your percentage of listing to closed price in your neighborhood. So that's going to give you an indication of where you're at as far as what's going on with the market. Are prices being sold? I mean, as houses being sold less than the listing price? Is it going over listing price? Right now, overall in this area, in East LA, it's, you know, prices are a little more stagnant now. The last few years, it was rising, and right now, it's rise maybe a little bit still, but you're not, it's not as it used to be before. The terms that you're offering on the house, that's something else to look at. Maybe you would like, if you could be more flexible, a little bit flexible in the price, that would help, of course. But also, you know, how about possession? I had another gentleman who sold a house, and the buyer was moving from out of state. She wanted to come in and, you know, and be there in 17 days because she wanted to have a house in 17 days. She was moving in from out of state on a relocation. The seller couldn't do that. You know, he chose not to take that, and so the buyer decided to walk away, and I'm sure she bought another house somewhere else. So the seller had to accept another offer. Sometimes being flexible, you know, could help you out. Also, maybe as a seller, you're willing to help with closing costs. Or maybe you could, in certain circumstances, you could carry, you know, part of the loan, you know, to make it more flexible for buyers. So these are things to consider. And the last thing I want to talk about really is the company and the agent that you choose to work with. some companies, some agents are just not equipped to handle transactions, you know, intricacies of some transactions. Some transactions could be more difficult than other ones. So you have to make sure that you choose somebody that, you know, that has experience, that has been here and done that. And somebody also, you got to make sure that besides they having experience, well, what are they bringing to the table? It's easy to sell a house if you think about it, if you put your effort in, right? And it's easy just to put a house on the MLS. Yeah, everybody could do that, and it probably will eventually sell. But here's the skill. Let me tell you. The skill is getting every last dollar out to get into your pocket. That's the skill of a skilled agent. Now, what type of marketing plan do they have? How are they proposing to get the most amount of exposure to your house, to get the most amount of money in your pocket? Those are things to consider, right? Because at the end, I mean, that's what this is about, right? We all want to sell a house, but we want to get the most amount of money in our pocket in the least amount of time. All right? Well, this is Paul Anthony Kelly, again, with another mini pod for you of East LA Places, Faces, and Real Estate, and we'll talk to you next time. Take care.